Hello.
Oh, hi, Christopher.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. I'm sure you got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I had to switch business card.
Okay, no wonder.
But I really, I'd like to suspend my account for a little while. I'm low on money right now.
I see.
Works a little bit slow. So is it possible to put a hold on my account and let me get my money back right and call y'all and return service at a later date?
Not with an outstanding balance. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account. But the good news is,
Or a flash card. Go ahead. I was talking again.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So the good news is you're catching it in time. So you don't have to pay it right now, but as long as you get it paid before July 14th, it'll prevent the next one. Because if not, it would reoccur to $298 on July 14th. And I don't want that to happen to you either, especially if things are tight right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could afford that right now to just go ahead and pay the one.
Okay, and then you want to...
$149?
It's $149, yep. And then once that's paid, we can definitely do like a seasonal suspension for you. We can do that for up to 90 days if you like. So they would stop July, August, and September, and then assuming things pick up, it would automatically reinstate in October for you.
Okay.
Okay. So for the $149, is it still on the new cards, the Spratlin O Road for the billing address?
Yeah, the name and everything is the same. It's just the number and the expiration date changed.
Okay, no problem. So go ahead with the new number when you're ready.
All right, it's 4466.
Okay.
0188.
Got it.
0000.
Okay.
7461.
And expiration?
Is 0527.
0527, and the code?
Is 010.
010. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then I'll do the suspension for you, and you will be good to go. Okay, good. That one went through, so you got the green light. So I'm doing that suspension, and then I just want to check one thing on your account real quick and see... It looks like you're getting some pretty solid results off of this, but one thing that you could do even while it's on suspension that will help you is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on Google. So I'll send you a review generator email, and you can use that even, like I said, while the account's in suspension. And then if you do decide to reinstate a little bit sooner than October, then, of course, you can call us, okay?
Okay. So yeah, a review generator email, I don't know what that is. Is that just an email that I can send to people to ask for reviews?
Exactly. So it's already hyperlinked to your Google listing, and it will say something like, you know, thank you for using Gutterman LLC. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And the reason I suggest it is you have a 5-star rating with 3 Google reviews, but they're all kind of old. Nothing has been posted since 2023. So sometimes that will affect your conversion. You know, there could be companies up there that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted, and then you have that older review, right? So, yeah, I just sent that to you. It's pretty easy to use it, but you could always call me if you have any questions. And you do have an option if you like, since what you paid has you paid in full till July 14th. You could keep the account active between now and then kind of suspend it closer to that date. That way you could hopefully get some client calls going, you know, since things are slow.
Yeah. It will it automatically suspend after that date, or will I have to remember to call?
You'd have to call, but let me see here. I want to just look, because I think what I could do, since today is the 21st, I could push the next billing out to July 21st, and then I could send you a little reminder, maybe on the 14th, a week ahead of time, just saying, hey, Local Splash will renew on the 21st. That way you'll get a prompt to call us to do the suspension then.
Okay. Is that going to be in an email or a text?
It would be in an email, and let me see what email we have on file. We have gutterman.ga@gmail.com.
Okay. That'll work. And what's the date again, the 21st?
Yeah, I'm going to push it out to the 21st of July, and then I'll send you the email on the 14th, which is a week ahead of time, okay?
Okay, and I'll go ahead and put that on my calendar, the 21st. That way I've got it, because I'm not the best at checking my email.
Yeah, exactly. But you will get a fresh email just in case, so hopefully you see it within that week. But if not, you know, your reminder will probably work even better, you know. But, okay, so we have a great game plan then. And I'll have the technicians, too, do some performance updates on your account and stuff in the meantime. That way, like I said, hopefully you get some client calls going between now and then, okay?
Okay.
All right, and have
Sounds
a great
good.
Rest of your week, Christopher.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.